Captain's log, 4-4.
Do we have a school on Sunday? Is it Shear Sunday Monday?
Yeah, sure.
Sunday Monday for this year?
Copy the presidents.
Yeah, for this year? Okay, okay.
How do you guys have
weddings? Oh, the afternoon weddings. I mean, yeah, evening weddings.
Ezekiel
is a late, it's a early.
Yeah.
You could have the Shabbaton on Sunday.
Yeah.
You have a Shabbaton on Sunday. Good start payment base. Kuf Chaf Hem and Beis. The Gemara discusses Pitak Chalon. There's certain words that we're not going to get to, but they're important for you to see the balance of the Gemara on Kuf Lam and Chesem and Beis, and Kuf Chaf Hem and Beis and Kuf Chavav. They're all part of the Suya. The Tosas and Kuf Chaf Hem and Beis. Gemara says. Omer Rabba Barachan Omer Yechanan. Towards the bottom of the Omer, the Pekaka Chaloyim. Hakol Moidim She'ein Oysen Oil Aroy Betchilo Beyomtif. Ve'ein Sarach Loimar Beshabbos. Leinechel Kuel Lohoysif. Shemalos Reimre Mesifin Beyomtif, Ein Sarach Loimar Beshabbos, Vechom Mesif Beshabbos, Sarach Loimar Beyomtif. We had this Gemara. Right? In Oysen Oyler Rebbe Tchil B'Yomtiv, that's the din that we're looking at. In other words, if he had to be Magdir, the din of Oyler Roy is Ein Oysen Oyler Rebbe Tchil B'Yomtiv. Oyl Kavui can't make Bechlau, and Vinyan obviously can't make Bechlau, but Oyl Roy, the din is Ein Oysen B'Tchil. So we've explained what are the different Kedarim of Ein Oysen B'Tchil. Right? So Ovid Vekoi is not a violation of Oysen B'Tchil. That's why Kisei Traskel, because it's Ovid Vekoi. So that's what Tesis would say. Tesis says that that has to be connected, the seat has to be connected, that's because it is not Oysen B'Tchila. So the Geder Adin of Oil Aroi, once you've defined what an oil is, right, the two parts, wits and oil, so that we worked on yesterday, work on again today. And the process, which is also, is that it should be a violation of oisim tchila, ain oisim betchila. That's why haisafa is mutter, because haisafa is not oisim betchila. So Rashi says over here, ain oisim ele roi, nefreis machtelch al arba machitzes, oi al arba kundesim, li ois tselo oil menachamo, vidav ke gag. Avu mechitza lav oyelu v'shori leporsa letznius can mean an erevin v'udu deshvul. So this is Rashi Shita that there is no iser in setting up a mechitza. There's no iser in mechitza. U'pkak achalein demas nisen mishum debinyan kavuahu Umechse kemoisif al binyan al binyan. Right? That's where Rashi also stresses the word Mishun Dibinyan Kavua as opposed to Oyel. So Tosfos says, Pirish Bakuntri, the Le'osir Oyel El Lamala Begad, Avol Bidefan Reis Loi, Kedemucha Vuhudu Dishmul Bechol Gagois, the Itmar Chotze Koisel Shadifitza, Rav Omer In Metalton El Badal Adamois, ושמול עומר זה מטלטל עד עיקר מחיצה וזה מטלטל עד עיקר מחיצה מחלקס in the Gemara in Erev in it, you say hold the hutra hutra Erev Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, so there was an Erev set up and the person had an Erev in his backyard and he had the mechitzah around the backyard and he was carrying in his backyard and then sometime during Shabbos the mechitzah fell down so Shmuel holds hold the hutra hutra that you can still carry to the same point where the mechitzas were yesterday Erev Shabbos. And the Rav doesn't hold, he doesn't say, you don't say hold the hutra, and this din, the Rabbonim, Chazal gave us this din, that an Erev is Mekel and Mitzah, so Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, did Chazal say that the Erev is Mekel with the din of hold the hutra, is it Mekel as for the din of Erev Shabbos, or is it when it's only Mekel as long as the mechitzas is there? So that's the Machlekes. The wall fell down, apparently between Rav and Shmuel. Amalu Shmuel Shkolu Galima Megudelei. So Shmuel said, we'll take a sheet and hold it up against where the mechitza, where the hole is. Mechitza fell down, right? It appears, let's say, of 10 amos, it breaks the mechitza. So he says, we'll take a sheet and fix it up on Shabbos. Adrina Rav Liyapay, so Rav didn't get involved in this. So we see that Rav did not hold of Shmuel's heter. Shmuel lomalei lema abin hachi, ha'omar zemetaltel ad ikir mechitza. So the Gemara says, we don't know what's going on over here. Shmuel is the one who doesn't need. He does not need the mechitza to be fixed. Rav is the one who needs the mechitza to be fixed. So the one who does not need the mechitza is fixing the mechitza. The one who needs the mechitza is not fixing the mechitza. So what's my high thing? Well, that's exactly the din. That's the din. Shmuel, it's the usa ba'almud ha'avad. Shmuel was putting up the mechitza for privacy reasons. He did tzniusa. He wanted to have his privacy, his neighbor's privacy. Olma mashma de oyel de defanois shorin le ma'abedachi. So we see from Shmuel that you're allowed to make a machitza in Shabbos. V'rav sheyem makbin lav mishum asiyas oyel lav mishum asiyas oyel de shori. Kedibrishus el havi kopid amay dam metalplin glimo dalaramis b'chotzer. And Rav, who was Rav, who said that they shouldn't fix it up, right? The Rav Shoya Makvin Lav Mishum Asiyas Oil Deshori Kidabrishus El Lavi Kopid Amayda Matalton Lima Daladamis Bukhatsim. So why was Rav upset? So Rashi's interpretation is the only reason for Rav that Rav was upset because he says you should not be carrying. Right, Shmuel, who was matir carrying because he held oil v'utra, carry the blanket, fix up the wall, right? Because of the tenusa. Rav, according to Rashi, doesn't hold the oil v'utra. So according to Rav, there was no heter to move the blanket. All right, So it's a machleik is in whole of the hutra, but it seems that according to Rashi's interpretation, would Rav accept Shmuel's Shmuel, would Rav be allowed, would the wall be within Dalet Amos? Would we be allowed to carry the blanket? The Rav would be masking with Shmuel that you can fix the wall. All right, that's Rav. It really happened. Rav didn't get involved because he held that Shmuel was being over the Easter of Tiltel. Because Dal Korcho Shayech Easter Oyel Afilu B'Defanos. So Tosfos says it can't be. Can't be that there's no Easter in setting up a Mechitza on Shabbos. Can the Easter be Erevin? Gabi Asiyas Zeif and Sukkah. To Parah Hossam, for Amr Rabbi Barachana, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, called Bader Shinais and Allah Rabbi Tchilu Mishani, Hamidav and Shlishis, Hamidav and Revius. Halacha was in the discussion of the Gemara and Erev and Adav Mem Dalid, if you can set up the wall of a sukkah. So the Gemara says that the Gemara asks, but you can't make an oil and roi. So you see that simply there was a situation where there was a sukkah with some walls. And now we are adding a wall. So the Gemara says, but adding a wall is an Easter of Oil Aroi. So the Gemara says, it depends. If it's the third wall of a sukkah, you're talking right, awesome. If it's the fourth wall of a sukkah, well, then David Reis. So you see from the Gemara in Erev and Dalet, there is an Easter of Akamas Mechitza. So how are we going to learn Pshat in the Gemara in Sadi Dalet? Elan, we're going to tell him, the Shat, the Shat, the Tzfan, the Soyel. Heicha de Mechitza by Elas Leheter. Ulahi b'day bin shlishis to have your mechitza umach shalein l'sukkah choshev asiyas oyel b'tchila aval day bin revias ein ay ela teisefes be'alma hoylu kvar asukkah oyisak shera. So when Tam says that's exactly what the Gemara concludes. The Gemara says that mechitza the rasa. When is a mechitza aser? When is setting a mechitza aser on Shabbos? If the mechitza makes a significant difference, if the mechitza makes an insignificant difference, we'll be magda in a moment, then it is mutter. So if you have a three-walled sukkah, the fourth wall adds in convenience, privacy, a little bit of less wind, right? No, that's mutter. But if you have only two walls, so you don't have a kosher sukkah, you don't have a kind of mitzvah, you can't eat inside a two-walled sukkah. So the third wall is being machshir sukkah. So when it comes to that, the pshat in Rav and Shmuel, when the Gemara says that Shmuel did it in the Yusa, so the Gemara is not responding to the question of tiltul. According to Rashi, we're saying Shmuel, why are you making a wall? He's not making a wall to be matir tiltul. He's making a wall because he wants to have his privacy. According to Rashi, the issue of the Gemara over there is an issue of tiltul. No one's asking about making a mechitza. It's what to make a mechitza. It's Rashi and Kuf Galfei and Shabbos. There was never a shaila of making a mechitza. So he asked, what about the Gemara in Erev and Mandalit? So Rashi is Marech and Erev and Mandalit to explain that there the issue of the mechitza is making the sukkah. That's the issue of the mechitza over there is davka. Rashi says that's davka. He says he goes head to head against Rebbe Tam. What's the point of the Gemara there? The Gemara there is I have a structure with a gag and with mechitzas. It's called the sukkah. But now my gag is useless with only two walls. So the third wall is not there b'teiras mechitza. The third wall is making the oil. The fourth wall is not making an oil. The third wall is making the oil. The fourth wall is a sofa b'alma. Right? So Rashi and Natam. So when Tam learns the Gemara, he says, no, it's mitam mechitza. But there's a din in the mechitza. The mechitza has to be a significant contribution. And then when Tam says, so what's shot in the Gemara in Erev of Sadi Dalin? He says, no, the Tzniusa isn't responding to the issue of tiltol. The Tzniusa is saying the Tzniusa is an insignificant contribution. But if it's a wal lahatir, that's a significant mechitza. Alright, so again, this is Machleik Shashim Natam. So again, Rashi Natam and Machleik is there an Easter of setting up a Machitz and Shabbos? So where does it come from? The Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Dalid. The Morning of Mevdalad says that to set up the third wall, Osir. The fourth wall, Mutter. Why? So Rashi learns Pshat, third wall, is making your oil into an oil. I have a structure with a roof and two walls, and it's meaningless for me in Sukkos. I put a third wall, I was now Oise Oil Betchila. I now made a Sukkah I can eat there in Shabbos. But the point is, I've made a structure with a Gog and with Mechitzas. The fourth wall, Hesafa Lole Roy. It's the Gemara in Kuv Chavim with Beis, Machos with Chachamim, the Gemara in Kuv Lamed Zayin with Beis. We're not there, Hesafa. Fine. Hesafa, Lole Roy. Comes to the Gemara and Rabbi Natam says, no. Rabbi Natam says that Gemara is a Yesod. There is a Din of Mechitza, but only a Mechitza which makes a significant contribution. Right? That's how Rashi and Rabbi Natam. So both are eligible to shut them in the Gemara. Right, what's the machlekas over here? Machlekas is akomas mechitza, a violation of oil aroi on Shabbos. Right, akomas mechitza as part of the binyan. We know that's an isa deraisa. Right, that's the beginning of toilin. No, the beginning of bona kum beis mebeis. Right, that was the second sugya in aboina. Putting up a wall, the child is with it, without it. No, setting up a wall is part of a binyan. Rashi holds the very first Hametzadeh is the very first brick of a wall. Rambam holds only the when you put with the footprint, the first stones of the but part of a binyan. So less man the poluk and mechitza part of a binyan. Now what about a mechitza alone? A mechitz alone is not part of a binyan, apparently. A mechitz alone would come under the category of, if my intent is only to put up mechitza. Right? So, and the mechitz is not made of stones and a neftit, because at the Rambam is mashma, that a mechitz of stone and of cement would also be an isra of binyan. Gemara and Shabbos, Gemara and Beil, on the days and base, right? And the Gemara says, a kisei that's made out of stones and tit is chayv. So apparently, if it's a binyan kavu, even mechitz is chayv. Right? So now the question is, the chazal were machmir, again, the Torah, sorry, there's a tolda of oyal kavu, right? So and I would assume that there is a tolda of binyan mechitza, with stones and with tit, mechubal karka. Fine, next. Oyal aroi. Din Chazal make a din of mechitza roi. Right, that's the machlekes. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos is if a person goes to a Shabbaton, and you get to Shabbos morning, and the place to daven is all set up, there's an oven there, everything up, but there's no mechitza. What's the din? Right, are you allowed to take two chairs and spread a sheet over it? Right? Would that be osir? Would that be mechitza? So that might be a machlekes Rashi Natam. Right? We'll see why in a moment. It might be. Right? But let's say, let's make it easier. Let's make it very clear. Let's say you get to the place you're supposed to daven, and in the corner, there is something that you can't daven in the same room. Right? Somebody left, I don't know. So there you can't daven without having mechitza between you and that. Let's say the women are not dressed properly, right? Let's say the women are dressed in a way that they're not dressed. That's alpidin. Alpidin is only dressed and not dressed, right? The such thing is not dressed properly. It's dressed and undressed. So women come to shul undressed. So you have to have you can't daven in such a room, right? So without the mechitza you can't daven there, right? So that's then less one of the poles of machlekes Rashi Tosfos. But according to Rashi, an Easter according to Tosfos, an Easter the Rabbanon the seven mechitza. According to Rashi, you have to use be mutter. According to Tosfos, you have to daven in separate rooms. According to Rashi, you can set up a mechitza. You can set up a mechitza, right? So that's the Rashi and Tosfos on Sukkah. That's the Rashi and Tosfos on Erev and Daf Mem Dalid. How to limit shot in that Gemara. Is the mechitza, the fact that the Gemara presented the din of mechitza in the context of an oil, does that mean mechitza alone is no such din? Machleik is a shunatam. So Rashi says no din of no iser mechitza per se. So Rashi gets the Gemara in Erevin Daf Tzadidam and Aleph. When we say Shmuel it's neyusa, the word that's neyusa over there means that Shmuel was not being matir tilto. He was sending him a mechitza, which was not in response to the din of tiltu. And Rav said that you can't send a mechitza because it means carrying the blanket. That's the Easter. But according to Rashi, there's no discussion about the heter of setting up the mechitza there. That's not an issue. Kamsha Ben Otam says that was he learned shot in the Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara in Erev Mimdalad Amud Aleph about Mimdal Mavais. Where is it? Mimdalad Aleph. That there the Gemara is discussing the Easter of setting up a Mechitza. However, the Gemara said, Achidush, if the Mechitza makes a significant contribution, what's the significant contribution? Al Pidin, it allows you to eat inside. That's a mechitza asura. So when the Gemara says Shmuel set up a mechitza tzneyusa, that line that's tzneyusa is not responding to the question of tiltul. It's responding to how could Shmuel set up a mechitza on Shabbos? That's the worst kind of mechitza. Right? A mechitza which is going to be matir tiltul. So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel was matir tiltul without the mechitza. The mechitza was there for convenience, for privacy. So now Rav Natan says that's goof of the Gemara and Erev Tzadik Daled. Rav who holds that it's mutar, that it's osur l'taltel, he held setting up a mechitza was an isur the Rabbanon. And Shmuel who holds that it was mutar l'taltel, setting up the mechitza was mutar. You got it? Shmuel who holds mutar l'taltel, so setting up the mechitza had no halachic significance. It was a tzneyusa. So that's an insignificant mechitza. So therefore, Shmuel was matir tiltul, and he set up a wall because he was allowed to carry it, and he could set up a mechitza because the mechitza wasn't accomplishing anything. But Rav holds it was also a taltel. So not only could you not carry in that backyard, but it was an isur derabbanan to set up the mechitza because it was a mechitza of great significance, a mechitza which was metaltel, matir tiltul. You're right, that's the machlekes Rashi Tosis. Rashi holds every mechitza is mutter, and Tosis holds a mechitza lehatir is aser. A mechitza tenus is mutter. Right? That's why we'll fast forward. That's why if it is aser to daven in the room, and the mechitza will make it mutter to daven in the room, so Rabbeinu Tam says it's aser to make a mechitza. Right? That's why there's a machlekes harabonim. Maybe we'll try to figure it out. If the mechitza is the women are dressed, right? So the Easter is in davening b'tarayvus, right? The Easter is not an Easter of davening in the same room as Erva, right? But the Easter is davening b'tarayvus. So then there was a discussion amongst the rabbonim whether that kind of mechitza is a mechitza hamateres, because now the mechitza it's also daven there. Or whether it should be defined as a mechitza l'tzniyusa. Right? Why? Because in a mokim that's not kavua, so probably mikir edin, if there was dalet amos between the men and the women, there might be room to daven. Elamai, the Torah said the halach is that when you daven in a place with greater tzniyus, you'd have a mechitza there. So that's why the summer bonum said that might be room to mekel. Not so convinced of it. But not too easy to defend. But that was the mahalach of summer bottom to make in that kind of a case, in the Shabbaton situation. All right? But now we'll get back to when we do the halach l'maisa. Okay, but that's just to give you, to make it clear what the issues are. So that's the machlaik is between the machlaik is between Rashi and Otam. Okay? So now that we have this understanding, okay, that's, right? Machlaik is Rashi and Otam is clear. Rashi says, Akomets, Mechitza, and Shabbos. No one, a mechitza roi. No one ever said it's awesome. That's not an oil. An oil is gag in mechitzas. Rashi is an oil is gag alone. Right? Minotam? No, before Shulchan Gemara and Erev and Erev Dalet. Mechitza alone is also. What, when? When the mechitza is matir mechila basuka, matir tiltul. Okay? That's clear? Evi? L'chayra, right? L'chayra that, why would, because we've said several times that Binyan and Tzoysa go together, correct? What, the one time we had Machlekes, Tosfos, and Rashba, right? Tosfos Rishonim, the Tosfos held that you could have, the Tosfos held that there's always a stira when there's a, that the two are the exact opposites. And Rashba said, you can have an Easter Biniyah without the reverse being an Easter stira. Right, so that's a tzorach in a little bit according to Rashba. Pashas, the way we learn, the way we paskin, it should be coincide. Right, that was, we had the Tosfos Kuvei Mabeis, and yesterday we had the Gemara. Right, and the Gemara in Kuf Lamed Chesam Mabeis. Right, Kuf Chesam Mabeis. Good, yeah.
The stira itself has to have the absolute,
or does it have to undo? L'chora, right? L'chora, once it's a reverse of binyan, then it should be also. Right. Okay, so far so good. That's the din, that's the machlekes, clear? Good, go ahead. Does the wall itself become a binyan that is also to be soyser, it doesn't have to actually be soyser. Pashas, it have to be a spira that would take away the din of sukkah. Pashas, that would be. Why? Because it's spira gemur, it says lashon tosfos. Let's have to think about it. Let's not focus on that. Let's focus on how do we understand the machlekes Rashi in a town. I mean, yes, this is the machlekes, right? This is the machlekes. So what are they arguing about? Or better yet, how would we formulate the machlekes now? What's the there's a machlekes in Rashi and Tais Rashi Ben Tam as to whether Chazal, when they made their Easter oil on Shabbos, did the Easter of oil include mechitzah or not? Easter of oil aroi. Right? Yet we stretched it out. We had binyan, we had the told of oil, we had oil aroi, then we had kalim. Adam, so now we're saying under the category of oil aroi, machlekes Rashi ben Tam, what about mechitzah aroi? Right? No. So how do we understand? How are we going to formulate this? How are we going to formulate the sheet that says that a mechitzah is significant enough to be an Easter of oil, the Easter of oil? And how are we going to formulate the Rashi says no? That when Chazal understood, when Chazal established an oil aroi, so we have to understand their din of oil aroi such that Rabbeinu Tam would say that Chazal's formulation of oil aroi included mechitza, and Rashi's understanding of oil aroi did not include mechitza. No. So what's the next step? Well, Josh.
Maybe you just figure out what was the Xerah Durban. What was it? Is it one which is Shama Yava, or was it a mirror of the Daraisa?
If you say it's a mirror of the Daraisa,
it wouldn't make sense to send Mechitza to the Tzairashi. If you say it's one, well, I can't catch the
word.
If it's a mirror of the Daraisa, right? It's a, okay. Then it would make sense to send Mechitza. That's a different
structure. But
if you
want
to
say Shema Yavo,
then when it makes sense to send Mechitza, first you build
Mechitza,
next thing you know,
you'll
be building it
up. Okay. One would say that what was the Oifen at the Kona? Right now, well, the Eifen HaTakona, Mechzei Keboina, right? So you have Rashi's Lashon by the good. Rashi's Lashon by the good is that is Ke'oil, I think this is Medame Ke'oil, right? Or was it Din of Shema Yavoi? Shema Yavei Livnois. All right. So the only thing if I'm correct that a wall in and of itself is chayav if it's done ba'oifin kavua, so then that's not going to explain the two shitas, because then we would say that a mechitza is dummy to a binyan deiraisa. Right, and then if he goes there further and says, "Well, Rashi is the one who says that mitzadid is osir, putting one stone in place for a binyan. Right? And Rashi is the one that says that mechitza is not a violation of oil. So then we're not going to be able to explain Rashi Shita. Right? See, the two svaris, I don't think will explain the two positions consistently. Right? But the two svaris that do, there is, we do find those svaris in the Rishonim, at least in Rumas in the Rishonim. We have to get back to that because we have to finish up with the Udu Dukhalir is. So we'll come back to that in the Kuda. But that's not going to get, that cannot be, Lachayra, that cannot be an explanation because Rashi is the one that says that there is no Dinmai Machitz, and Rashi certainly holds that building a wall, even building part of a wall, it was a binyan kavua. Right, so that's going to, so that should be that you won't be able to distinguish in Rashi whether it's Shema Yove with Zami to the Raisa. Both Svaras should help Rashi.
Isn't building a wall into the Raisa?
Yeah. So you can have it's both Zami the Binyan, right? It's the mirror of the Binyan, plus it's Shema Yove. Right? Go ahead, Timmy.
It would suggest that it's me reflecting what the Bona really is, whether Bona is so much just the action of building a structure of some sort, or something more of what it accomplishes, and that.
So which way is going to go? Which way is it going to go? In other words, is the mechitza looking at the tachlis of what's being accomplished? Or is the mechitza the process? No. So that's the case. What's Rashi looking at? What's Taisa looking at? No, go ahead.
How is Lahatir any different in terms of the Tachlis than what's news?
Ooh, okay.
I think what's news is a lot more than the Tachlis.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, so let's go step by step. So Simi's saying that we should look at Tachlis. Oh, what's the other, how would you form the other side?
Significance in the structure itself.
No, so we'll have to give a more yeshivish, let's give a word to it, no?
Yeshivish.
Is that? Huh?
Yeshivish.
No? So, what do we have so far? The Tachlis, Talis, and the other is what? No? What do you say? What do you say, English word? Then?
Significance of the structure.
The structure itself. The guys are looking at the structure per se, and the other is looking at the purpose of the structure. Okay? So, that's good. So now, but then, all we said, let's go slow here. Because if we're looking at the purpose of the structure, right? Maybe it's the Yusa is a much more significant purpose than Lahatir. Who said? Why should we jump to the conclusion that Lahatir is more significant? Maybe it's the Yusa. I want shade. I want maybe in the world of walls, right? So maybe shade and Tznius is a much more important thing than Lahatir, because in our minds, Lahatir is significant. No. No, what do you have to say?
We discussed earlier on that there are times when if you do a malacha and it's going to have halachic ramifications, so that's going to be considered halachically chashuv.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that even though the tachlis, when we think of a wall generally, would be the tachlis would be something like what's used, what somebody's saying is when the wall can accomplish a different halachic mindset for us or a different halachic state,
mm-hmm.
that would have to be considered more chashuv.
Okay, so you're taking the following approach. Hayos, we're trying to figure out Rinatam. Hayos, Rinatam makes a distinction between two kinds of mechitzas. And Rinatam holds that mechitzas is also to be bone and Shabbos, right? So therefore, we're going to have to look at the chashivas. The chashivas, l'chora, has nothing to do with the structure, right? In fact, they didn't go so further. That if we've been looking at structure, so a mechitza ledin requires a much less significant structure than a mechitza l'sneus. A mechitza l'din has to be 10 tefachim high. Right? A mechitza l'hatir. Right? It's going back to the Shabbaton situation. That's another reason to be mekel, because the mechitza between men and women probably is not a din of mechitza. It's probably a different kind of a din. Like this, might be dinel tzniusa. You require a certain amount of privacy to daven, so that privacy is provided by the wall. All right, I have to go look at this tomorrow, Hashem. It's a very important thing to be magdir. But that's why you see that the svaras spread themselves out. But so coming back to this nakuda, so now we're saying if Rabbeinu Tam Taka says that the iser, that the mechitza is dependent on its halakhic consequence, so then that is a much less, we accomplish halakhic consequence at a much smaller and more insignificant structure. Right? So that would seem to indicate that according to Rabbeinu Tam, right, if we are looking at the toelas, at the consequence, rather than the structure. Right? If we are making the things in between, if we're saying a machitza la'ate, oh, that's a machitza. Right? Then Lachari must be looking at the consequence, not at the structure, at toelas. Alright? So now I'm going to suggest the following. This is a step we would not be able to make on our own. And that is, how does a mechitza lahatir work? How does a mechitza lahatir work? And why is it that if, what's the classic mechitza lahatir, there's tzoya in the corner. Right? So I set up a wall, and the wall is 10 tefachim high and 4 amas long. Apidin, it's a wall. Oh, the tzoya is still there. If somebody asked you, is there some tzoya in the room? You'd say, yeah, there's tzoya in the room. There happens to be a wall that's 4 amas long and 10 tefachim high, right? 35 inches high, 36 inches high, and 10 amas, and 4 amas long, 6 feet long, right? All right, let's say there's a woman who's undressed in the room, right? She's sitting in a corner, and I want to say a bracha, right? So there happens to be a wall in between us, I think a wall, 35 inches high, 4 amas long, still in the same room, she may be very visible. Right? It's a separate thing, so I have to turn around. But it's already matir, so how does that work? How does the mechitza work? Husband and wife have a studio apartment, so they have svarim in the room, and they're going to be having chibur in the room. So they have to have a mechitza between the bed and the svarim. So what kind of mechitza? 10 tefachim high and from as long. They can still see the svarim from the bedroom area. So maybe we tam sneas, so we put up something else. But al pidin, there's a halacha, the husband and wife having chibur in the room. They can't be a light in their room when they have chibur. But if there's a mechitza in between, again, 10 tefachim high from as long. Right? So how does all this work? How does this work? How does I'm sitting in a sukkah, right? Or better yet, a rishus l'tilto. A rishus l'tilto, no one would call this a wall. I'm surrounded by 10 tefachim, I'm surrounded by tzuras ha-pesach. No one would call it a wall. How does all this work? So there's go ahead, Effie. Correct. How did you come to that conclusion? How's that in terms of what? Okay, not bad. Good. So I wasn't so creative. Very good. I found this in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Shulchan Aruch, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch, he writes that he explains that's how these mechitzas work. Is there a makor for you? No. Then we'll just have to look it up. The Alter Rebbe writes that the how does a mechitza work? Lahatir. A mechitza lahatir works by creating a new rishus al pidin. Right, why is it that now I can say a bracha when structurally we're in the same, I'm in the same room as the tzaya? Right, I'm in the same room as the yerba. So how you talking that I can now make now things are different? What changed? Al pidin, the Torah said this is a separate rishus. Ebi's raya from Melchemah Mikdash is a very powerful raya that mechitzas create different rishus. They create different areas. The mechitza per se, it's not the barrier. The mechitza is not simply creating a barrier. The mechitza is creating a space with a different halakhic characteristic. Right? Mechitza And our Abaye, it's a very good Raya, is what establishes a Mechitza around Yerushalayim. You want to create the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So it's a Gemara in Shavuos. It requires a whole Tekes, it requires Sanhedrin to be Keveya. It requires the establishment of Mechitza. So you see the Mechitza there is not creating a barrier. The Mechitza is creating a separate Rishus. Could be inclined the same din. You have two things, you have a kerem and vegetables or fruit that are yonik from the same land. You put a mechitza through them. So you still have, they're still yonik from the same land. But al pidin, they're in separate reshuyas. Could be. But that's the point of a mechitza. A mechitza creates a separate area. Oh, so now let's come back to oil. Right? That's the idea of mechitza. Create a separate reshuyas. That's why, let's say, right? But that's why, let's say you're in a you come to shul late, right? And so you're embarrassed to come into the main. You go into the women's area, into the machitza, right? Eretz Nosha. So there's a shaila whether you can. So if there's a shaila, if you're mitzurf to the minyan, if you're in Eretz Nosha, because you're in a separate shuls, right? Al pidin is a separate rishus. That's the point of the machitza, to make a separate rishus. So why is it a shayla? Why is it a pasha? Because the Rav Chaim will say that a base knesses has a din of being call everybody inside, especially in the base knesses, in knesses. Right. So that's why we b'shas atchak. So you can't get into the shul anymore. So you go into the if you have 10 men with you in the Ezra's notion, then you're okay. You have your own minion there. Take your own minion. You're answering the shliach tzibur. All right. That's you probably, your bases are covered. But let's say the only one down in the Ezra's Nochem, so then you may not be mitzvah to me. It's machloek is achroin. Some of the machan says, sorry, that it's knesses is kol everything. It's a strange din. So legabe, erva, and so we say it's not. But legabe, tshila, it's a strange kind of a cheshmer. It's very creative. But that's it. That's, I mean, the other achroin suggested it. So now, but that's the nekudovi, that a machitza creates a separate interest now. So now let's come back to Simi Zahar. Right? So now, according to Rashi, setting up mechitza is not a violation of Oyel on Shabbos. And according to Minatam, mechitza is a violation of Oyel on Shabbos. So now again, so we have to define the Easter of Hakomas Oyel Aroi such that, according to Rashi, it will not include mechitza. It will not include this new halachic rishus. And according to Minatam, it'll include Mechitza when that Mechitza creates the new Rishos. So now, Simi says, very good. If the understanding of Hakomas Oyel Aroi is focused on the structure, I would say, the Tzuras Abinyan, Tzuras Oyel, Mechitza did not give me a Tzuras Oyel. So Chazal, when they made the din of Oyel, they didn't say we're going to make, the din de rice of oil. Oil kavua. When Chazal made the din de rabbanon of oil aroi, so they were not modeling every single possible binyan that was awesome in a rice. They had defined oil the way Rashi defines oil, right? A mechitza with a gag on top of it. According to Rashi, the gag has to be a gag of a tefach, right? So therefore, when Chazal extended the din of oil, they also only extended the din of oil per se. Oil eroi is an extension of oil kavua. They were not going back to extend the din of binyan. So therefore, an oil, a kavua, is defined by virtue of its structure. As Rashi says, what's an oil kavua? There's a certain surah, Gag, Mechitzas. All right? So then when Chazal made their din of oil aroi, they also focused on certain structures. All right? What's the structure? Here, is it only a gag alone. Is already, but a mechitz alone, that apparently does not satisfy the description of an oil as far as Chazal are concerned. Masha'ena Cain, Rabbeinu Tam, when he understood the din derabbanan of oil, oil aroi, he said anything which, if I create something which has the same ishtamshus as the oil kumua, that's what Chazal were focusing in on. So if I have a mechitza and a mechitza create new ishtamshus, right? So then that's also an oil aroi in Shabbos. So if an oil creates a new rishus, if a mechitza creates a new rishus, what do you mean new rishus? It means that a mechitza creates a space now that has a new ishtamshus. What are we saying when we say it creates a new rishus? What happens in new rishus? The new rishus is a very vague and non-concrete term. But a new rishus al pidin means something. A new rishus means I can daven there. It's a new ishtamshus. It means that it's kedushas Yerushalayim. I can eat a kashim kalim there. It means they can have chibur there, right? So that means that the definition of a mechitza koyim b'tam is a mechitza. If it's just letznius, so that's the greater new ishtam. I will now feel more comfortable sitting there. I could sit there before and have my privacy invaded. I could sit now and have my tznius. I could sit there before and my knees would be aggravated. Except now, it won't be aggravated. It's not a new ishtamshus. I can sit there before and I won't have shade. Now I have shade. That's not a new ishtamshus. That's the yusa. So if the mechitza does not create a new ishtamshus, so that's not how Chazal formulated it. That's not a violation of Chazal's formulation of oil. Alright, so again, so what do we have right now? Machlekes Rashi ben Tam. When Chazal made their din of oil, oil aroi and Shabbos, did they focus on certain kinds of structures? Did they have a certain surah involved in mind? Or did they have a certain, or did they say that if you create an area that has a new kind of ishtamshus, that's the violation of oil. So mechitza is the litmus tester. That's the nekuda that helps us focus. That's the machleik. That was focused on what the machleik is between Rashi and Tam is. But once you have that, you sow. Alright? So now we can explain the various machleikas that we discussed yesterday. Alright? Well, what did we discuss yesterday? What was the machleikas Rashi told me yesterday? No? No? Let's say the most blatant one, Rashi and Rif. Right? Tefach. According to Rashi, with a tefach, right? That is an oil. Without a tefach, it doesn't even get to be a shame oil. Right? So Rashi says there's a certain surah required. Obviously, the Rif says that if it has a tefach, it's an oil kavua. Without a tefach, it's still an oil aroi. The Chidush Iran, the Iran on the Rif, had no problem putting together the requirement of ishtamshus with the lack of requirement of tefach. What does that mean? It means that less than a tefach can still create some kind of ishtamshus. Right? But a tefach is required to have the tzura of the oil. So Rashi that says it's the tzura sa'oyel that Chazal were focused on both in defining the oil deiraisa and in defining it in the Rabbanon, they're the ones that said with a tefach oil kavua, with a tefach a chalei shem oil. That's the shem oil. Without a tefach, b'chalan an oil. Next, kilas chasanim. Right? How does Rashi define kilas chasanim? What's the kilas chasanim? Not the yoshin tachdov. Right? Kulam chasanim was kilas chasanim. The what was Rashi pointed out? Leipoy. There's no new ishtamshus. Nevertheless, if the kilas chasanim is the tzura of an oil, it's a violation of oil aroi. And according to Rif, even the kilas chasanim, certainly the way the Ran explains it, has to give me some new kind of ishtamshus, otherwise it's becoming an oil. Hayisofas oil. Right, this is not mukhruf at all, but it's I think consistent. Hayisafas oil, according to Rashi, what do you require in order to have a hayisafas oil? No. A simmer, you need a string. Right? I have a... no, I have a tarp. I'm going to pull out. According to Rashi, I need a string. One string, it's called a safa. Right? And according to Tosfos, machlokes. String or... has a tefach. Right? So again, this is not mukrach at all, but it's consistent that Rashi should say, if I have a simen that shows me that this gog was here already, right? So I have some visually, I see that the gog was there, then when I pull it out of Taisafa. And when Tom says visually, structure, that's not important. If I already have some significant part of my roof, of a tefach, so then the extension is Aisaf. Again, it's not Mukrach at all, but it's consistent with what we said before. Machlokes that is referred to in our Gemara, but it's not spelled out in our Gemara. When you have the lean-to, right? Have this is the schach, and this is my wall, right? So this is not a good sukkah, right? If I create a tefach over here, that's a good sukkah, right? If I create a tefach at the bottom, that's in our Gemara. If I create a tefach at the bottom, so then that's the machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Is that a good sukkah right now? Why? Rashi says, Ayidei Levud, I have a wall over here. And Tosfos says, Levud cannot create that, Levud cannot create this, the wall that I need to make this an independent God. So that's again a consistent machlekes. According to Rashi, once I have that space over there, all I need is I need to create a visual structure. According to Tosfos, I need to create a structure with a new kind of ishtamshus. So Tosfos says, Levud doesn't create new ishtamshus. Levud creates a din that we can imagine the wall is there. So according to Rashi, that all I'm looking at is the tzura and the structure, the visual structure is how we're going to define oil. So Levud can satisfy the requirement of separating a wall. It can make my slant into a gog. But according to Ben Tam, that when we evaluate mechitzas, it has to be something which adds some kind of ishtamshus. So the fact that I have a space there, a tefach, that doesn't add any ishtamshus. So halacha l'maaseh, we say I have a wall there, right? But that's not going to be enough of a mechitza to make the to say that my leaning piece is a gog. But again, it's not mukhrach, but it would be consistent. Get to me? Let's look at the Rashba now, okay? And let's look at the Rashba because I want to finish up this part of Bona. Tomorrow, what I'd like to do is to go through Shin Tesvav. Right, to finish up halacha l'masa. So Shin Yudal and Shin Tesvav. So please bring a Mishnah. I'm not sure we'll do Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. I have to decide tonight. But please at least bring Mishnah Berurah. And in Goyin Seder, please go over the Magen Avraham and the halachas that we learned. If you have time, you can do the Tur Beis Yosef. It would be a good way to finish up the Suya. So let's look at it. From the Gemara that we learned, all these different halachas that we learned of the Binyan, of Oyel Eroi, of Mechitza, Haisafa, right? It's all halacha l'maaseh. So do the Mishnah Berurah. If you have more time, do the Magen Avraham. If you have more time, to do the Tur Beis Yosef. All right. And then I'd like to go on to the next sugya, which is Kuf Gimel Aleph. Alright, that's the next Mishnah to Mishnah, Kukum and Aleph, and the toast is there in Psikration. Alright, so, what was that? Is that again? We'll say a little bit of Bukharish. Right, a little bit of Bukharish. We'll see. But the main thing is, we'll use the opportunity to finish up the Malach Bukharish, but the focus will be on the Bishop Psikration. Look at, please open the Rajva quickly on Kuf Lamed Zion, beginning of Toilin. So you should ask me one kasha though. No, it's me one. Go ahead. That is Shod and Narga Becholda. Go ahead.
The back place, the table.
I thought that's consistent. Let's figure it out. Because the table on the chair, the person has a Chavetz Chaim kind of a table, right? So he has a board and benches on the side. Okay, he doesn't have a. Fancy leg, so now he has the board with he sets up the table on Shabbos, right? The original folding table, two benches and a board on top. So we assume that's mutter. Why is it mutter? We just made an oil underneath. So what's the machlekes? We showing him the run quotes both sudden, the Rishva quotes both. What's the machlekes? Is the head to be tam that there's no ishtamshus? If it's the head to be cut, there's no machitzas. Right? So the fair we have to say would be consistent. If you hold like Rashi, right? So the head there has to be because they're not machitzas.
You just have to say it's given by the
toast. So that will seem. Why are you saying that?
Because here you would be saying that because he says the reason is because it's
lacking Tzura. I mean, Veritam. And that's not a problem. Veritam and the other Bali Tesis. The truth is there is a. There seems to be two Bali Tesis of you. Why? Number one, Gabi the Tef with two Bali Tesis. And number two, the Rajbot, and it quotes a Tesis which we don't fully have. So it's very possible the Rajbot was a Tesis which is in sync with the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is similar to Rashi, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So there probably are two Bali Tesis that and there's other toshes that the Rashi quotes. That would be a problem. Go ahead.
The way the Rebbe explained the Kisei Traskos.
Correct. All right. Even better. The way explained good.
Good also.
All right. Now why Kisei Traskos?
Because the way Rebbe wanted to say was that from the Gemara and Beit, so we understand that according to the Bali Toshes, we're going to be in a situation where the reason for the heter is because the space underneath is completely incidental to the space on top.
Right.
So maybe that could even fit in. Well, you could fit that in and say that that's what they don't hishtam.
But how about good?
By good, Rashi is the one.
Oh, good, right? Agave good, Rashi stresses the space underneath the cooled off, the wine and the good. Ben? Because he ends off by saying that's medami le'oyel. So the dimyon le'oyel is. No? Isn't that how to read Rashi? So the reason why there's not a problem is because the Rashi and Kuf Lamed Tesam and Beis, the Gemara says, how can you set up a good on Shabbos and not have a problem with it? So the Rashi says, the Gemara says, make a pomegranate basket. Make a fruit basket. Right? But make the fruit basket out of a sieve that's held up by other fruit, let's say. Right? And then, once you have a fruit basket, so then you can do your, and then in Yom Tov, you'll be able to do your boira. So how did you... So why is setting up a fruit basket different than setting up a mishameres? What do I care whether my oil was in order to be a filter, or my oil was a fruit basket, and oil is an oil. Does it matter? If you're going to tell me that making a filter is an oil, so making a fruit basket is an oil. So Rashi Kufla Mites spells out the Ramaskil Marim Odomal Mishameris Biyomtiv. It is Lerambonon, the Amri, in Tonus of Mishameris Biyomtiv, a kin at the time of Lav Mishum Oyel, El Mishum Uvdo, the Choyel. Marim Vitoil Oysel, Litzerach Rimoinim, the Lav of the Choyel Ninu. See, Rashi says that the Pshat in the Gemara at the very top of the Yomun was that that setting up a Mishameris or a good is a violation of Uvdo, the Choyel. So when Rashi says medami la'oil, it doesn't mean that it comes in the category of oil aroi, because medami la'oil, Chazal said it's osur, but not mitam oil aroi, mitam uvda d'choil. So then you say, but that's not fair to Abaye, right? Abaye was the one who pulled together all the halachas of oil aroi, and he puts good mishameris and kilu together. Kilu certainly isn't oil aroi. It's not so terrible. Why? Because according to Rashi, we threw in there Mita shall tassim, which is clearly an Isir Shem Yitaka, and not oil aroi. That's what the Rajva says. The Rajva says that Rashi is probably collecting halachas that have some kind of similarity, abaya, but that doesn't mean they're exactly limited to one unitary, one singular idea. And the Rajva is bothered by this. So Rishbah brings in another area, another few situations in Shas. We've collected halachas that are similar, but not necessarily focused on the exact same idea. But you can't get away from it, because Rashi spelled it out. I mean, the only way you could get away from it is you started making machlokes amongst the Gemaras, which is possible. It's another approach to say that they're different shitas. But Rashi spells out that this din of toilin mishameres is a din of is the din of uvda d'choil as opposed to oil. So again, it's too late to discuss it right now. It means that when we define uvda d'choil, there are going to be different ways of looking at it. Uvda d'choil doesn't mean it's a vachidik thing. Uvda d'choil is not this amorphous thing that you throw around. Uvda d'choil means that apparently it has some similarities to some kind of malacha, but not enough to satisfy the isur d'rabbanan of nechzei ko'oil or shema yosef. Again, that's a different direction you have to take. But the point we want to make right now, and that'll be machlekes rishonim, where the uvda d'choil means it's mamish shema, it's mamish, it's just another way of saying it's an easy run of oil, or whether uvda d'choil is some other kind of din that attaches to an aspect of a malacha, uvda d'choil stam means it's a malachadik activity. That's a machlekes rishonim. But in Rashi, we want to focus on this one line. In Rashi, when he says good, oh, you're using the space underneath, he does not mean to say, and now that's eligible for oil aroi. He said it's not eligible for oil aroi because it doesn't have the structure of an oil. But Chazal, when they said that it's a violation of uvda d'choil, it's because they were looking for different activities, and since this activity was domui to an oil, therefore they include it as an uvda d'choil. But if you make a pomegranate basket out of it, you make a fruit basket out of it, so even if it's the exact same domi l'oil, but it's such a benign Shabbistic activity, and Chazal didn't make it awesome. Alright? But again, without going into the deal of the Chol, but that is consistent. Now that one Rashi, which is the Rashi that seems to stress Ishtamshas more than any other Rashi, not a problem. Okay, hold on for a minute, because it's getting very late. Let's just look at the beginning of the Rashbah, just to give you a Maramokim, so to go through this, please go through all the Rashbahs over here. We open up the Rashbah, Kuklam Chesim Aleph, Elomer Baim, Rabbanah, Shaliyasa, Kedek Shoyes of the Choyo. So there he explains the different ways of looking at Mishameris, whether it's a din of oil or whether it's a din of Ubdu the Choyo. Then he discusses how is using rimonim a harama which is mutter, And then if you have the fancy deluxe Rajba at the bottom of the second column, he's the Murray Rav Zal. And here it's quoting a Rabbeinu Yonah Shita, which the Rajba develops.
It says he's
Rabbeinu Yonah that the reason why if you make a fruit basket, that's different than if you make a filter. Because if you make a filter, you need the space underneath, otherwise you don't have a filter. A fruit basket does not need the space underneath. Right? So there the Rajba points out, and then he says, Ubevadai she'enishim oyel. So there, the Rajba spells out that an oil needs to have a new kind of ishtamshus, right? And that's what Josh was saying, that is consistent with the requirement of mechitzas. Again, I can't say it's mukhrach, but it certainly is consistent that Rashi, who is looking at a structure, so apparently Rashi says Chazal, when they said the din of oil eroi, we were focused only on the gag. Heyoi said a gag is an important, is a characteristic which defines oil, according to Rashi. So when Chazal made the din of oil eroi, they said a gag alone is an oil eroi, which will aser on Shabbos. And we don't need mechitzas. But the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rajba, who said that when Chazal were misakin Nisa of Oil Roy, they were possible, they were misakin is structures that created new ishtamshus, yet the Rajba spelled up Hashem Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the Shita, that the Rajba said that the rib holds and that is not Rashi Shita. So there he says that that's the requirement of Mechitzas as well. That Mechitzas, the reason why we require Mechitzas is because Mechitzas are, again, this is not Mechitzas separately. This is Mechitzas as part of an oil. So apparently, that because we're looking at creating a space that is new Ishtamshus, so again, I can't say it's Mukhrach, but the Rajba puts it together that that's why requirement mechitzas are necessary to create a space that is an entirely new purpose, new function. Okay, so again, the tikkun we did today is we brought together the today is Tuesday, brought together the shiur of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sunday we identified the different aspects of the din of oil eroi. And by going through all the examples of good Mishameris and Kila and Trasko, we Medayik and the Rashi, we pointed out all the different aspects of oil eroi. And we did a Hesaf Azel. We defined then yesterday, we defined the Machlokes in amongst the Rishonim, except for Mechitzu for today. We defined, we developed the Halach of Bona, Binyan, oil eroi, right? And then in oil eroi, we said there are numerous Kulas, Hesafa. That was a classic cool of oil eroi. Rashi has without the non gag, right? Tosfos has non mechitzas. We've listed all the different ovid v'koi, four or five coolas that only in oil eroi, right? When Chazal were mapping oil eroi, they were makel, right? Then today we went one step further. What's the hezra dvar? All these different details flying around: ishtamshus and gag and mechitzas. Well, what's going on over here? So we went to the din of Mechitza. In Mechitza, we said, Mechitza, we have to define oil aroi in such a way that the oil aroi, according to one Rishon, will include Mechitza. The other Rishon won't include Mechitza, right? As far as finding the Makor was the Gemara in Tadiyavi, so I can read both ways. Elamai, once you read in a certain way, then we were forced to read the Tzidus in another way. So that's what we define, that a mechitza can create a reshus. A reshus in halacha is defined, or is characterized, I should say, by providing a new ishtamshus. Oh, so now we put everything together. According to Rashi, the din of Ayin Hara is focused on a certain kind of structure, a certain kind of tzura. Just like an oil is defined by a specific kind of tzura, the hainu, tefach, and the gaga, that was not an oil. So all the halachis of oil are arranged around tzura, and Ayin Hara is arranged around tzura. Mechitz is an insignificant tzura. A gaga is a significant tzura. A gaga does not require mechitz. It doesn't require ishtamshus. Hishtamshus comes into the Udu Dechoral aspect. And Tosfos, and Rabbi Yonah, and the Rashbot, they farker, the Ran, that the definition of an oil is an area that has a new kind of Hishtamshus. Memela, when Chazal established the oil Aroi, only if that area creates new Hishtamshus. Mechitza creates a new Hishtamshus. Right, a mishmeres a good new as a space which creates a new ishtamshus. So memela, and that's why the Rashba Rabbi Yonah will be machmir on mechitzas and be makel on areas that don't create the new ishtamshus b'chlal. Okay, so now the next step of the sugya is halacha l'maaseh. So that's what we finish up tomorrow, Mr. Shem. I'm not gonna hear you.
I knew.